Well, good day and welcome to the show. I'm Maggie Linton. As most listeners know, early this month, I ask all to pray for peace, love, and understanding in our lives and around the world through Labor Day. The situation in Ferguson, Missouri is an example of the madness and frustration that continues to plague minority communities in particular. No matter how upset people are about death of Michael Brown, violence and looting is not the answer to the problem, nor will it ever be. Brown was a teen who was working to make a better life for himself. Those who are now out rioting and causing craziness should also do the same and strive for this to never happen again in Ferguson, Missouri, or anywhere else. How about some peace, love, and understanding? That's what we all need. So let's get started with today's show. I'm thrilled to welcome a woman I used to babysit, but now she's a force for helping others get to a better life. Bridget Brady, a.k.a. the Internet Goddess and the Voice Genius, is a successful entrepreneur, speaker, marketing, and presentation authority. For those of you seeking success through the Internet, Bridget shares how. Her latest book coming out soon is Jobs to Jammies. Welcome, Bridget.
Well, hello, Maggie. It's amazing to be here.
I know. Isn't this funny? Life really does take some strange turns, doesn't it?
It surely does. It all comes around. It's amazing.
It really does. Believe it or not, one of our listeners, as I was telling Bridget when I got in touch with her, one of our listeners actually recommended her as someone who should be on the air. And when I looked it up, I go, Bridget Brady, that's too strange of an almost name that I know for me not to make this connection. So let's tell our listeners about you.
Well, okay.
Since the days that I used to babysit you. I used to work with Bridget's dad in Wichita, Kansas at Cake TV.
That is right. And so should we start back from when I'm 10? No, I'm just kidding.
No, we can move a little forward.
Oh, good. That's great. It is amazing. And I do have to say, even here on the air for everyone, my family is so excited that I'm here and they all say hi. My mom's like, say hi to Cousin Maggie. Apparently, I don't even remember this. Apparently, my parents used to call you Cousin Maggie,
yeah.
So we're related.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun together, and you all, your parents actually drove from Colorado to our wedding, and I think that was probably the last time I actually saw you face-to-face.
It was the last time, and I remember your wedding so well, and you were so amazingly beautiful, as you are now.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I remember, being there with my whole family and myself and my brother Blaze and my sister Brooke, who was like a year old at the time,
yeah.
And so I was like carrying her around for your entire wedding. And here we are today.
And here we are today. But you've
2 years later.
You've had quite a career, and I know you always wanted to sing and dance and be an entertainer, but you did that plus a whole lot more, including working on Wall Street. So let's set up a little bit of your working career.
Absolutely. So, and it's exactly what you said. Ever since I was a wee lass, I always wanted to sing and act and dance, and I moved to New York City and studied at the American Musical and Dramatic Academy and quickly realized that part of the entertainment industry is a lot of income instability. And that's the nicest way I can say it.
Yeah, you didn't want to be a waitress for the rest of your life.
Thank you. I didn't want to be a waitress. I didn't want to be a temp. And moreover, I didn't want to be broke. That's at the end of the day, I was, broke as a joke. I found myself 19 years old, living up in the upper West Side, also known as West Harlem, and in New York City. And I was just, I couldn't even afford to eat. And I said, this cannot be my life. this cannot be the way it is. Like, yes, I love singing and acting and all that stuff. So I took a corporate path, and I took some computer programming classes and became a software developer, of all things, worked on Wall Street for 7 years, and did the corporate, make a bunch of money, sell my soul to the man life. And I did that for 15 years. And I was the whole time singing and acting, but I was like Wall Street girl during the day and theater girl at night, but ended up really spending a lot of time in corporate America. And 15 years later of that, my life really took another turn. And I said, I don't want to be a slave the rest of my life, quite honestly. You know, I spent 15 years, and for anyone who has a job, now I don't poo-poo jobs. I think jobs have a lot of value. And I'm so grateful that I spent 15 years in corporate America. And
because you did learn a few things, didn't you?
Oh.
Also, what you wanted to do and what you didn't want to do.
Right. Well, yeah, but I also learned about business, and I learned about finance, and I learned about negotiation, and there's so many things that I learned, and it was so powerful. But at the same time, I really wasn't living a life that I loved. I really wasn't living a life of my choosing, and I was kind of like trying to do things I was passionate about, you know, while working 60 to 80 hours a week in a cubicle, and it just wasn't working. And so 7 years ago, I started my own business. I said, I'm going to try something else because I don't want to give up having money, but I also don't. And, you know, there was a lot of, I want to be clear here for all the listeners. The journey into entrepreneurship is not an easy one. So I don't want people to think that, like, I left my corporate America job and, like, popped up this successful entrepreneur. Yeah, that's not how that happened. It was a really long, hard journey is the truth, and it still is sometimes. And I don't work in a cubicle anymore. I work just like my book, Jobs to Jammies. I work in my PJs at my house. I have my internet company. I have my speaker and sales training company. I help other people make money using the internet and make money through speaking and presentations. And that means I get to sing. And we can talk all about all this, but now I get to sing and act, although I'm not doing a lot of acting right now. I'm doing a lot of singing right now. And I get to wake up in the morning when I'm done sleeping and work at home in my PJs and, you know, sing 7 days a week. And it's amazing. And I love it.
Well, one of the things that you have really perfected, though, is the idea that you really can make money online. And I can tell you, we have had numerous listeners calling and saying, you know, I've got my website done and I've got this done, but I'm not attracting any business. So that's what we want to talk about today. And once again, we're talking with Bridget Brady, and she is known as the internet goddess and also the voice genius. But she's an entrepreneur, has a couple of online businesses and making money. So now's the time to light up the phones. It's 866-801-8255. Once again, 866-801-8255. Let's talk a little bit about if someone's deciding that they've got a business, what are some of the first things they need to evaluate as they get ready to move online?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I've heard it said that if you don't have an internet business, you don't have a business, right? Especially in today's economy. So there's a couple things that we want to consider when you're doing your business online. And that is, do you want to truly have an online business, meaning you sell things online? So you have your own products, or you're doing affiliate marketing, which is marketing other people's products, and you truly do the majority of your business online. So you need to decide if you're doing that, or if your primary business is more of a brick-and-mortar structure and you're using the internet to market that business, or both. So both are possible. So the first thing you want to kind of think about is, am I really selling online, or am I using the internet as an incredible, consistent brochure for my brick-and-mortar business? So that's sort of the first consideration.
And that could be, you know, we see numerous businesses from just regular brick and mortar stores to Barnes & Noble to something like Amazon, which is strictly online and hooks you up to a lot of different other people.
Yes. And in terms of creating, you know, when we talk about creating freedom and creating a life that you love, I highly recommend that at least part of your business be truly online and not just be an online brochure, but be a place where people can go make purchases and you make money. And that's where that freedom of making money online comes from, is you go to sleep at night and you have this storefront that's open 24/7 where, you know, people click, they buy, you make money. So that's where the freedom that I'm talking about does come from, actually selling things online. And like I said, those can be, you know, your own products, or you can affiliate with a number of different stores and companies and individuals and sell other people's products and still get cut into that distribution chain of profit as well.
When you mentioned the distribution chain, that can be, you know, set up eventually, again, through connections, networking, that kind of thing. But let's go to the I've got my own product. How do I let people know about it? And I've listened, some of you folks out there have called me and have called some of our other guests that we've had on in the past. Again, you've got someone who's here to help you right now, and you actually offer classes online. Am I correct, Bridge?
I surely do. So one of the classes I offer is a really comprehensive social media marketing course.
Because that's important.
Oh, is that important? Social media marketing is the new marketing today. And not, yeah, of course, you know, television, and here we are on the radio. All of these things are absolutely still viable forms of advertising. And the two-way marketing that social media provides, and what I mean by two-way marketing is you as the company owner, you as the product provider are getting to put out information, but you're also getting instant results back from people who are sharing your stuff and commenting on your stuff and liking your stuff. So one is social media that you... I don't think in today's economy, if you're trying to build a business, you can live without social media. Not really. That's my opinion. So that's, you know, one thing that you definitely want to do. One of the other courses that I offer is called the ABCs of Making Money Online. And that's really talking about what you're saying. How do you use social media to drive traffic to your websites? Do you have an opt-in page? Do you have a good ethical bribe for people? We can talk about what that is. Mm-hmm. Are you building your list so that you can continue the conversation with people, continue the relationship with them to sell your products? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. And as we look at the need for the, I want to go back to the social media, because even then there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Because you hear people, you know, I got the internet and I've got the website and I've got the Facebook page and that kind of thing. But driving people to it can be also quite a task.
Absolutely. And there's a couple things that I'll say about this. One is, you must provide value. You have to provide value to your audience. So in terms of social media advertising, we've really become infopreneurs, or it's really like, you know, educators, entertainers, like that's really who we are on social media. And so it's different than traditional advertising, which is, you know, here's a television ad for XYZ product, and it literally is just like promote, promote, promote. And the information kind of gets vomited at you through your television, and then you sort of take that information and do with it what you want. When it comes to social media, it's about providing value. and you provide so much value in the form of education, in the form of entertainment, in the form of giving people information, that they are attracted to you, they come to you for more information, and then they buy your product, or you increase that know, like, and trust factor. You know, this is sort of marketing 101. People buy from people and companies they know, like, and trust. And as far as I'm concerned, there's almost no better vehicle than social media for increasing that know-like trust factor in the marketplace.
Right. We've got a call from Greg in Virginia. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Go right ahead. You're on with Bridget Brady.
Yeah, my question is concerning promoting direct sales products. I bought a product via a friend. I'm trying it. It's quite a dietary supplement. I signed up as a promoter, but I'm hesitant to promote anything until I give it a shot for myself. But there's money incentives in promoting the product. You know, if I get people to buy it under me, of course, you know, I get money for the people that I get signed up. I would like your opinion on these direct sales products.
Well, I'm a huge fan of direct sales. So I'm a huge fan of being an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur advocate, and I'm a huge fan of direct sales. And so, one, yay, if you found, but I have to give you a little caveat because of what you said. I'm not sure if I believe in it yet. So So there's a little bit of the rub for me is you do want to make sure that it's something that you truly believe in. And so you might, if it's a dietary supplement, you might want to give it a 30-day trial before you go out there and promote it to everyone. But you also might, in the direct sales industry, you also might want to talk to your 10 best friends and family members and say, give this a trial with me, right? Usually direct sales companies give you a very low initial investment, so people can come in at a very low initial investment to try something. So you might want to do that test on your own, or you might want to go to your 10 best friends and family members and say, hey, try this with me. I think it's really amazing. Let's give this a shot together. If it's as amazing as I think it is, we could build a big business around it. And if it's not, we've done a 30-day trial and we could find something else that we better believe in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I just want to, you know, you hear so many people, they put a negative spin on businesses and they say, well, if you got to get people under you to build your business, it's a pyramid. And that just kind of throws a negative spin on the whole thing. And I want to make sure that I'm not going to get involved in something that turns people off or that is not 100% on the up and up.
Absolutely. But here's
morality.
Absolutely. But the rest of the truth is
every business is a pyramid.
Thank you, Maggie. Oh, I love you for saying that.
There's always somebody at the top making the most money, and then there are the other people down below. Every business is a pyramid.
Right. Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bridget. I'm going to let you answer it.
Thank you, Maggie. So, yeah, every business, every government structure is a quote-unquote pyramid, but direct sales allows you to be kind of the top of your own mini quote-unquote pyramid, but it's also a matter of education now, right? We're back to educating your audience. And there are absolutely legitimate, amazing network marketing companies out there that allow you to create your own business with very low overhead, a very low startup cost. And so I would say yes. One, you got to educate people. Two, some people will understand it and get on board with you, and some people won't, and that's okay. And the truth is, most of the people, not all, most of the people who don't like network marketing or who are like, oh, that's a pyramid, most of those people don't really understand what it is. That's the truth. because I'm a fan of direct sales. I'm a fan of direct marketing. One of the first companies I ever started, without mentioning their name, was in the network marketing space. One of the first ways that I got involved as an entrepreneur was with an amazing, incredible network marketing company that I love. So there's nothing wrong with direct sales. And, you know, Greg, make sure that it is something you believe in, because there are great companies out there and there are not great companies out there. And that's the truth, whether it's network marketing or any kind of company. That's the reality of business. So make sure you believe in it, and then don't worry about the people who are the naysayers. Just don't even worry about them. Who cares?
Is there a minimum amount of time that you would advise to dedicate to your online business per day?
Yes. I would say at least 30, so it depends on what you're doing. So when I teach my social media course, the strategies I teach, I actually say to spend less than 30 minutes a day specifically on your social media. But depending on what you're doing, I highly recommend, even if you're doing your business part-time, to spend at least 30 minutes to an hour every single day. So especially when you are just getting started as an entrepreneur, consistency is key. And I think that that's true. I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years, which is not that long, but it's long enough for me to say that I have fallen down and scraped my knees and eaten a lot of ramen noodles to figure all this out. So I would say at least spend, 30 minutes to an hour on your business every single day. Focused time, and then as your business grows, you can spend more time on your business, but just, I caution you to not then spend so much time on your business that you've lost the freedom that you were going for in the first place, if that makes any sense, because I've fallen into that trap as well.
All right, thank you.
All right. And
you're
Greg, she does offer free seminars, 30-minute seminars also. Highly recommend it. It's moreonlineincome.com is where you go. Listen, we've got James online, so just hang on, James, but I've got to take a break. And when we come back, more with Bridget Brady and how to build a real business online. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back. And now, let's join Maggie Linton on Sirius XM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. Tomorrow, author Tabitha Mathis shares her passion for children's literacy. An exciting singer and entertainer, Kim, talks about his new album and upcoming fundraiser for the needy in Detroit that's coming up next weekend. But we continue right now with entrepreneur, speaker, and marketing authority, Bridget Brady, about how to make money with an online business. Websites, again, are moreonlineincome.com, thevoicegenius.com, and bridgetbrady.com. But we're going to go to James from Illinois. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Maggie. Love your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Thanks for calling.
My question is this. What if you don't have any product or you don't know any product? How do you find a product to sell, like MyPillow or something like that? How do you go about doing that?
Oh, that's a good question, James. Thank you. So that, my friend, is affiliate marketing. So as Maggie mentioned, so I will mention again, I do offer a free 30-minute teleseminar that you can register for at my website, moreonlineincome.com, and I talk a lot about affiliate marketing. But what you want to do, so there's a couple things. There are solutions, and like I give a lot of them on my 30-minute teleseminar, of companies that provide services and products to you so that you can then market those online. Now, there's some really big companies as well that clickbank.com, commissionjunction.com, Amazon has an affiliate program. So you can actually go to individual sort of affiliate marketing companies and pick and choose products that are already set up for affiliate marketing. That's one possibility. Two is you can go to individual people and ask them to be their affiliate. You can go to individuals who are selling something and say, hey, I believe in your product or service. I want to sell it for you, you know, and set up an affiliate commission, meaning they, you know, you get a percentage of whatever you sell. And then there are some very specific companies that also offer you sort of templated websites, and those are some of the things I talk about on my teleseminar. More specific companies that offer templated websites with lots of different products for you to sell, and that's the way to go if you don't have your own product, is affiliate marketing. Market other people's stuff and get cut into the profit.
Okay, now how long do you stay with a product?
As long as you like it. I mean, one of the original businesses that I set up 7 years ago that I still, you know, love and make money with every single day, I've been with that product for 7 years. I've been marketing that business and that company for 7 years. So as long as it's profitable and you love it.
So now you get the product, you put it online, and it doesn't do anything. That's why my question is, how long do you try that product, or do you change to another product?
Not if you don't change what you're doing to drive people to that website, though, or to that product. You don't just put it up there and expect people to say, okay, there it is. Am I right, Bridget?
Maggie, you are right. Absolutely. So you choose a company or a product that you're like, yes, I'm going to market this. And yes, you have to either, you know, get a templated website or a do-it-yourself website or hire someone to build you a website. These are all possibilities. And again, all things that I do talk about on my free teleseminar if this is of interest to you. But once you put that up, then that's the time that you're going to do your social media marketing. And you're going to use Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Pinterest and Instagram and LinkedIn and to be driving people, whatever's the appropriate sort of platforms for that particular product or industry, driving people to that website. And then the other thing that, and this is good for you, James, and good for everyone, is you must have an opt-in on your website. And what I mean by opt-in is a place for people to put their information in to learn more from you or to get a deal from you, so that you are constantly then building a list of people who are interested in that product or that industry. So the answer is you stick with it as long as you want, but don't, you know, online marketing and social media marketing is not an overnight success story. It's about consistent action over time. So I would say if you find something that you really love and really believe in and you've set yourself up for success with a great website and great social media marketing strategy, 6 months, 9 months, a year, if it's something you believe in, Then work it out. Then find ways to drive traffic.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, James. We've got a call from Johnny in Atlanta. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. I just wanted to piggyback off of what one of the gentlemen just called and said, that what would be a good business to start. I read a book. Creflo Dollar wrote this book. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly which one, but I'll make sure I post it out on your Facebook. But he spoke about one thing in that book, that, you know, one of the best businesses that if you want to start a business would be something. Think of something that you would love to do that you probably won't charge anybody. Something that you have a passion to do that you would do for free would probably be one of the business that where you would be the most successful. So think on that line. It's not saying I eliminate everything else, but that's a place to start. What is it, something that you would be willing to do for somebody for free because you have that passion to do it, and consider turning that into your business? That's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you, Johnny. Well, he just called to make a comment, and that's a good idea anytime.
Absolutely. That, although, that said, I also am a big fan of Warren Buffett's, one of the wealthiest man that this planet has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And Warren says, what you do, make that your hobby. What the world does, make that your business. So I think that there's an in-between place. I think, yes, you can create a business around something you love, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I also think that you can create a business around things that the rest of the world loves as well, and just allow that to be a profit center in your life to also fuel and fund the other things that you love. Because sometimes things that you love are not as profitable as you might want them to be. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of that coin.
All right. Once again, we're talking with entrepreneur, speaker, and marketing authority. It is Bridget Brady. Lots more at her online place of business. It is moreonlineincome.com. We've got Tomiko from California. Good morning, Tomiko.
Good morning, Maggie. Thank you once again for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you. My question to your guest is, I have a day job that I absolutely love already, but I'd be absolutely interested in those additional streams of income. I know that that's very important. So do you have some ideas for someone looking to maybe venture into this just for an additional stream of income?
Yes. So first and foremost, both. The answer is always both. So, right, if you have a day job you love, then love it. Keep doing it. That's amazing. And I feel like this is the simplest answer is the internet, the internet, the internet. If you're looking for an additional stream of income that's not going to take up way too much of your time, then I would definitely start an online business. And, again, you know, I recommend businesses. There are other people who recommend businesses. But sort of going back to actually what Johnny said is find something that you love, whether that's, you know, if you love to travel, you could start an online travel company or an online travel, you know, blog. If you love nutrition, you could start an online nutrition affiliate program or a nutrition, you know, blog or vlog, which is sort of a video blog, right? So I would say pick an industry that you're interested in because that's where you're going to want to put your effort in. But online, 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 that's one. And then two, because you have a day job, I highly recommend that you actually do have products and services that you sell online. So again, like other people, they go to your website, they click, they buy, you make money. You do not want to add another, you know, 40 hours a week to your already, you know, to your busy day job schedule.
Exactly.
Right. But you could add easily another 5 or 10 hours to your week with an online business, because the other thing about online is you can work on that at 1 in the morning if you want to. You can work on it in the morning, in the evening, on the weekends. You don't have to be somewhere to provide that service. So without, like, you know, beating this horse, internet business. That's the way to go. If you have a limited amount of time and you want to make an unlimited amount of money, make money online.
Thank you. That's very helpful. I'll definitely look into that aspect.
Well, absolutely.
Bridget, one of the things that you have also said is you can make money while you sleep, and that's the best kind of money.
It is the best kind of money. I have a little ritual. I do it almost every morning, and I kid you not, after I, you know, write my gratitude pages and have my coffee, I log into sort of the back office of my system, of my internet business, because I have several monetized websites, and I see how much money I made last night while I was sleeping. It's one of the things I do. Now, sometimes it's nothing, but sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's good money, and that's a good day. So, yes, that's why I love the internet, is because it's not, yes, I'm about creating wealth, and yes, I'm about having more money, but I'm really about having more freedom and being able to do what you love. So, Tomiko, you love your day job, right? So, that, you know, to be able to do what you love and still have an additional stream of income.
The
the internet.
I like it. I like it. That means I can be available in more than one area that I love, because I love a lot of things.
Yes.
So maybe I can make money on something else I love.
Exactly.
Yes.
And don't forget, and I keep saying this, don't forget, Bridget does offer marketing online classes. She offers a free seminar, a 30-minute seminar that might tune you up a little bit more than just what you're listening for here today.
Oh, I'm definitely taking advantage of that at lunchtime today. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, we are talking with entrepreneur, speaker, and marketing authority, Bridget Brady. We've got more calls coming in. I'm going to take a quick break, Bridget. And when we come back, we'll just finish up the rest of the show. We've got Nadir and Dave both online, and we'll be back with both of them and Bridget Brady when we come back. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more conversation about today's hottest topics right after this short break. This is the Maggie Linton Show on SiriusXM Urban View. Talking about everyday life, a woman that relates to you. Welcome back to the Maggie Linton Show on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. We continue with Bridget Brady, a.k.a. the Internet Goddess and the Voice Genius. And we're going to go directly to the phones as we continue to talk about online business. Nadir from Florida. Good morning, Nadir.
Good morning.
Yeah, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Comment. When actually to present a company, my company is called Organo Gold. I heard the young lady mentioning that she was looking for other ends of income, and I heard another gentleman speaking about the company that he's with, but he's unsure about the product that he's taking. Well, I'm gonna tell you, Organo Gold is sweeping the nation. It actually is sweeping the country, and also we're now in 36 different countries, and it's just amazing product. It's organic coffee infused with the herb called Ganoderma, which is a mushroom herb, king of all herbs out of China, which is what the herb does. It allows the body to act the way the body is supposed to act. And along with this company, we're not only creating health, but we're creating wealth. So I can't see any other company other than this one that I've become involved with, and I'm a six-time star. My wife and I, actually my wife got us involved, and we're like six-time star achievers with this company. Miss Bridget there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Miss Bridget said, it's a small investment, and we've made our investment back. We've been involved in this company in like seven to 8 months now, and the money we made, and we're actually doing business in six different countries.
That's what it's all about, marketing.
And yes, and also it's like you join this company, get your website, so you can call anyone from anywhere. Hey, take a look at my website. And you don't. I mean, we've made sales in California, in Texas, and like I said, I live in Orlando, Florida, and the team members that's people that's coming aboard with this company, they're just seeing if they stick with it. You know, it's like if you stick with it for the 18 months and just stay focused with it, and you'll see you'll definitely prosper with the company. If the young lady would like to take a look at the company, she's more than welcome to go to YouTube and Google From the Ground to the Cup.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can leave my number or not.
If you want, well, you know, that's fine with us.
Okay. Well, if anyone out there would like to give me a call, you can reach me at 321-662-2393. And if you can't get a hold of me, my wife's number is 321-446-0261. And her name is Alicia.
And obviously it works because he's feeling pretty good.
I'm going to tell you, can I get one more minute?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you, I'm 45 years old. I don't drink coffee. Well, I have to rephrase that. I didn't drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a truck driver / personal trainer / track and field coach. So I'm into the health and fitness part of it. when she said it was a health product, I was like, coffee healthy? Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. But after I read about it and did, like they say, you do your research on it and you go from there. But once I didn't drink the coffee at first. I did green tea. And I can't even explain the amount of energy I got from it. It was I guess the closest thing I can get to is saying it was as if you drank that cup of tea and someone came up behind you and picked you up and you just like felt like I was just floating all day. And I was like, wow, is this really real? And it's so many people with different testimonies. We got one business partner in New York, Miss Jean. She said she drank the coffee, and she's an elder lady, and she said she could see she could see clear. And I didn't understand what she meant by that. Cause I'm like,
but you know, it comes right back to what we were talking about earlier, and Bridget was saying, believe in your product. Am I correct, Bridget?
Yes. And obviously, yes. Nadir, you do believe in your product, and that's amazing. So that's great. And so I love that. I love that you're saying, like, give your new business 18 months of focused effort. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love consistency. And if you're not doing it yet, I would just add some really amazing social media to what you're doing. Because, there are nearly 8 billion people on the planet, and yes, about 6 billion of them are online. So what I would say to you, direct sales experts that you are becoming, is...
Well, I'm about to say, because I'm just a rookie.
So do what you're doing, and I would say add social media to what you're doing, and that will explode your business even bigger than you would have otherwise imagined.
Yes. I mean, like I said, we communicate with our team members over in Africa through WhatsApp. I mean, throughout the country, right now we got people from Trinidad and Tobago. That's our upline that's over in Nigeria. We just launched the company over in Nigeria, and it's just taken off.
Man, that's good.
This is nice. This is nice. I can't even explain, it's great. God is good. God is good.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Nadir. You've reinforced what Bridget's been saying. You just got to stick with it and find the right mm-hmm. product, and anything is possible.
Anything, yes.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You ladies have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
All righty. I also want to say just to everybody out there, once again, we're talking with entrepreneur, speaker, and marketing authority Bridget Brady about how to make money on online businesses. But also, one of the other things that you do, Bridget, is corporate training.
I do. Because I do corporate and sales training, and I do a lot of – I'm actually the speaker and presentation trainer for the largest online university in the world, which is learn.org and yougotclass.net. And I have spent time – I'm actually doing a training at Toastmasters International next month, which I'm so excited about. So, yes, the other thing that I do, one of the other businesses I have, is speaker presentation and sales training, and I help individuals and organizations improve their voice, master their presentations, and ultimately increase their sales. So that is, yes, one of my other – I'm a serial entrepreneur now. I got bit by the work in my PJs and live a life of my choosing bug. And so, yes, that is the other – my other incredible business that I love.
And it's developing the skills to get you there, too. You know, a lot of the fact that you had worked as an actress, as a singer, and things like that, and had worked in front of crowds, you can help people get over that fear, because that is one of the big things that keeps people from succeeding, is the fear in front of an audience or in front of people.
Yeah, well, they say that the number one fear of humans is actually the fear of public speaking. And what I say in rebuttal to that is, you know, the two things I love, the internet and speaking, or in terms of business, like my two favorite ways to promote my business. And what I say is they've done many, many a study that says your income is directly proportional to how well you speak in many, many cases. So that's another thing that, yeah, I became really passionate about. I took my acting and my singing background, and I said, I can help people improve the quality of their speaking and their presentations, and again, full circle, which will bring them more business, which will bring them more money, which will allow them to have more freedom, which at the end of the day, I'm all about living a life you love, living a life of your choosing, and having the freedom to do the things that you want to do and not be, you know, if you have a day job you love, great. But I would venture to say most people do not have a day job they love. They have a day job that they feel like they have to keep because they need to keep food on the table for their family.
Keep their jobs, keep their money. But as you said, we've had a couple of calls here where people are doing okay, have another job, but building up their online income is something that's going to give them more financial as well as physical freedom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, and yes. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about maybe the getting over the fear of the sales. Because, you know, as you were saying in public speaking, even if someone's doing the online business, just sometimes still needing to get together with people face to face, whether and maybe being called up to say something positive, that what do they need to do starting out? Just little hints.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I'm switching my own gears over here. So first and foremost, when it comes to speaking, public speaking, whether that's via teleseminar or webinar, and what's interesting is that the second largest search engine on the planet today is actually YouTube. And there is no, people say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, I say a video is worth, you know, 10,000 words, right? If someone can connect to you via video. So in terms of speaking, there's a couple things you want to do. First and foremost, you want to get vocal training. So, you know, everyone, you hear Maggie's beautiful voice. That did not just come out of nowhere. I know, because I know how this works. Right? Maggie, you've worked on your beautiful, amazing voice. Yes?
You know, I was lucky I was born with a little lower voice just right from the very beginning. And, yes, of course, there's a certain amount of technique or whatever that you learn from speaking, but I sound like this pretty much all the time, except for when I have a cold.
Oh, aren't you sad? Well, you know. for the rest of the world who is not born with all these amazing gifts. So first and foremost, I would say if you're going to speak at all, go get some vocal training. There are some incredible trainers, including myself, of course, that offer fantastic courses in speaking and presentation. So it's one of the best investments that you can make in your business is speaker training. So first and foremost, you know, go get some speaker training. You know, similar to my online business, I offer lots of free, fun goodies on my speaker website, which is thevoicegenius.com. So go to thevoicegenius.com, get some free goodies. Now, beyond that, breathe, breathe, and breathe. So two things, train your voice, and then if you are called to speak in front of a room or, you know, in front of a boardroom or on a radio show, the most important thing you can do is to ground yourself. So really, like, center your energy, ground your energy, and breathe. And if you're doing that, it'll bring greater clarity to your message. It'll bring more of a sense of trust to your audience. If you're breathing and you're comfortable, that's going to help you get over your fear a lot of speaking. And can I give one other?
Of course you can. Yeah. Oh, we've good. Still got about so two, my... 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So my other tip in that realm is focus on service. focus on serving your audience. The number one reason that people get nervous when they're speaking is they're focused on themselves. How do I look? How do I sound? What's, you know, what am I supposed to say? If when you're speaking, whether that's in front of a huge audience or an audience of one, if you focus on being of service to your audience, that is going to alleviate your nerves like you wouldn't believe. So take the focus off yourself, put the focus on service and serving your audience, and suddenly, like, the nerves just start to dissipate. Ground yourself, take a deep breath, rely on some of that fantastic training that you got, right? Because you took my advice and got some vocal training. So rely on some training and then focus on serving your audience. And then, like, done and done. That's it. It's so simple.
And that can work just even in the workplace. If you're someone who has to lead meetings and things like that, keeping it positive and keeping people's attention is so much also a road to success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where the corporate training has come in. I've done a lot of work with executives who feel like they're not getting the results that they want from their company or from their sales team. And then they simply improve the way they speak, the quality of their speaking, and it increases their revenue. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing, actually. It's like it's a little bit of a magic bullet, honestly. It's pretty amazing.
Well, there you have it, folks. My former little baby is entrepreneur, speaker, and marketing authority, Bridget Brady. Lots more, including classes and free guidance at her website, moreonlineincome.com. Once again, that's moreonlineincome.com. She can also be found at thevoicegenius.com. She does a lot more corporate training through there. And, of course, go to see what she's done in the past and lots more. It's BridgetBrady.com. Thanks, Bridget. Wonderful chatting with you.
Maggie, it was amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and lots, and please, much, many loves to your whole family, okay?
I will pass it on, and they give that love. So do I, right back to you. Thank you so much.
And her latest book coming out soon will be Jobs to Jammies. Tomorrow, author Tabitha Mathis shares her passion for children's literacy, and the exciting singer and entertainer Kim talking about his new album and fundraiser for the needy next weekend in Detroit. Don't forget, we're seeking peace, love, and understanding. You've been listening to The Maggie Linton Show.